Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're here with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the city, senior editor of the city paper. What do I do for a living?
How you doing, Mark?
Good, man. The edition's out. What's up?
Well, so that was a great conversation y'all just had. Next week, we're gonna—that's gonna be our cover story. So we'll have to back and talk about that. But this week we have big books issue for the Baltimore Book Festival coming up this weekend, and so we have a bunch of really great pieces dealing with authors who are going to be either coming from out of town or who are from here. And the way we sort of themed the issue is we gave a Blade Runner themed cover and do androids read electric books? And a lot of the books, whether looking at the past, the present, or the future, have a really sort of dystopian bent to them that we're looking at this week. And so we have Bill Berry's book, local labor historian, about the Baltimore Railroad strike of 1877. And really a fascinating book.
It is.
Kate Drabinsky does a great job of dealing with it and sort of looking at what this means to the way that we view the city and the way we view how the city was built and, you know, sort of the way we look at the past of the city. And it really sheds an entirely different light, sort of a people's history type of light on some of the struggles that we've been through in this city before.
So one of the books you're hitting really hard, what jumped out at you as the senior editor as you were doing?
Well, yeah, so we also, Evan Serpik, our editor, did a great interview with Chuck Klosterman, whose book, I Wear the Black Hat, he's now the ethicist in the New York Times Magazine. And so he wrote a book about villains and what it means to be a villain in today's culture. And it really looks at the state of narrative and the way that we understand the world is through heroes and villains. Instead of looking at more like monster types, he looks at types who, the people who make the decisions that maybe more than any of us would make. So instead of looking at in the Penn State scandal, instead of looking at Sandusky, who really is this sort of abnormal monster, he looks at Paterno in the way of manipulating the crisis. We could see the same thing in the Ray Rice situation. And so it's a really nuanced and interesting take on what it is to be a villain. And then Brett McCabe has a great interview with Melissa Guerra Grant and her new book, Playing the Whore, that looks at sex work as work. And so not treating sex workers either as villains or victims, but as work. And so it really fits along well with that, with Klosterman's piece and with the piece on Barry's book. And then Lee Gardner does a great piece on the Southern Reach trilogy, and the author will be there. All three books came out this year, and it's this sort of dystopian future where a big part of the country is blocked off in some mysterious way, and the agency that sends people into there. But he really uses it to examine the state of narrative in our kind of Twitterized ebook world where everything has this short attention span. So it comes together as this really intense package that looks not only at books, but does what books should do and uses them as a mirror to look at the state of our world right now.
That sounds like really incredible. I liked it. I love this Baltimore Book Festival. We're all part of it and we're going to be there. And I think that I love this particular look, the way you kind of going to look at this in a very intense fashion. I looked at some of the interviews early this morning. I didn't have a chance to really kind of sink my teeth into them, but the stuff you're doing looks, I mean, really, really kind of profound, good interviews. I'm looking forward to this issue. Are you going to the festival yourself?
Yeah, I'll be down there. We don't have our book swap that we've traditionally had this year. Our changes and their changes, it just didn't work, but we're going to keep doing, we'll get back with that next year, but I will be there, and I'll also be at the Transmodern Festival a lot. I have a piece about the Love Parade.
Yes.
Your producer, Mark Gunnery, was playing the drums, marching, and for full disclosure, and was pretty spectacular. have a great piece about that. The Love Parade's one of my favorite things every year, and then there's just some super things coming up for that. The one I'm most excited about is Penelope, which is Lurch and Holler, which Elizabeth Downing is doing along with Laura Dragoole.
Right.
And it's really like two of the most brilliant people, I think, in the city's art scene are coming together to do this play dealing with the underworld in part, which is Transmodern's theme this year. But Lexi Mountain, our new columnist, has the Christopher Hitchens Memorial Comedy Night and Ice Cream Social, where it's all women comedians. And so that should also be pretty spectacular.
Christopher Hitchens Memorial Night has had bad things to say about women comics. But so we're going to have Transmodern on the show tomorrow to talk about that festival here tomorrow on the Mark Steiner Show. So pick up this paper. Baynard Woods, senior editor of the city paper. Thanks so much, brother. Always good to talk to you.
All right. See you around Bookfest.
See you at Bookfest. And thank you all for joining us today. It's been a very long and intense show, but a good one. I'm glad you were all part of it. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Enery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear our show again and podcast our past shows, hear our new additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. We're going out of here with The Blade Runner and theme from Vandals in honor of the city paper's Blade Runner themed cover. And for Public Radio WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.